Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cosmos FM here on WNYE 91.5. I'm your host, Samaria Goro. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Nicholas is off for this evening. So we want to continue talking about the latest developments from Greece. Since the last time we were on the air, we've had a major referendum in Greece that was where we heard the Greek people give an overwhelming no to the reforms proposed by the European Parliament, proposed for their bailout agreement. And of course, there's been some more developments today towards possibly getting Greece out of this crisis. And we have our guest tonight, Professor Nikos Oikonomidis, a professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business, who is here to talk about it all and break down all the developments with us tonight. I want to also mention that our phone number here is 718-204-8900. That's the number to call for any questions or comments or chiming in tonight's discussion. So just one, we can go to our professor now. Are you there, professor?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, so I the last time we were on the air, I mentioned that we've had that big referendum where it was an overwhelming no. I just want to get your reaction to that result. Were you surprised by it? And how do you think it impacts the negotiations now?
Well, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be kind of closer to 50-50, but the big no vote has imposed a big burden on the Prime Minister, Mr. Tsipras, to actually negotiate with the European Union. Now, I think it actually...
Really? You think it's a big burden? He seems to think that this has given him a mandate.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I think it has weakened his position because the Europeans strongly wanted a yes vote, and that didn't happen. So now he has to negotiate from a weaker position. There's a second reason why he's negotiating from a weaker position. Right before the referendum was asked for, I mean, it was called for, there was... during the week that the referendum happened, the week between the time it was called and the time that it happened, that week, the program, the five-year-long program called Mnemonio in Greek, ended. And because the program ended, the conditions of getting more money from the European Union have now become much, much more difficult. And that's an extra burden that he has. But what I'm trying to say is, before, why did I say it as a burden? Because if it came to be 50-50, then the result could be interpreted many different ways. Now, with a big percentage voting no, and according to his recommendation, people voted no to the agreement that the Europeans have offered. But at the same time, Mr. Tsipras is kind of forced to make an agreement very similar to that. That's why it's a burden for him. It's not easy to, having rejected the previous agreement, now make an agreement that is, you know, very, very close to the previous one, or much worse, actually, because the Greek economy has deteriorated in the meantime. But one of the effects of the program ending is that the European Central Bank did not give extra liquidity to the Greek banks, and the Greek banks had to close and offer very small withdrawals, like 50 or 60 euros withdrawals to everyone, and I believe 120 or so to pensioners. So this is a calamity for Greece. I mean, Greece has never been with closed banks since 1941 under the Nazi occupation. So the business cannot easily be done anymore in Greece, and people are saving their money, they're not spending it, they're not going around so much in cars. A kind of a warlike mentality has taken over.
Yeah. Okay, so then we skip to today when we saw that Tsipras was before the European Parliament and he gave a speech which, as he was submitting his proposal for a new loan that many described as defiant. I want, if we can, to take a little listen to what some of what he said today and then get your reaction to it.
Ανεξάρτητα από την κρίση του καθενός για το ορθώνει το λάθος των μεταρρυθμιστικών προσπαθειών. Ένα είναι γεγονός. Η Ελλάδα τα τελευταία 5 χρόνια και ο ελληνικός λαός έκανε μια πρωτοφανή προσπάθεια προσαρμογής, δύσκολη, σκληρή. Αυτή η προσπάθεια έχει εξαντλήσει τις αντοχές του ελληνικού με μια συμφωνία με τους εταίρους μας. Μια συμφωνία όμως που θα δίνει σήμα οριστικής διεξόδου από την κρίση, που θα δίνει την εντύπωση ότι στο τέλος του τούνελ υπάρχει φως. Η πρόταση που καταθέτουμε στους εταίρους μας είναι πρόταση που περιλαμβάνει αξιόπιστες μεταρρυθμίσεις με κριτήριο, όπως είπα πριν, τη δίκαιη κατανομή των βαρών και με το κατά δυνατόν λιγότερες ηφαισιακές επιπτώσεις. Περιλαμβάνει το αίτημα για την επαρκή κάλυψη των μεσοπρόθεσμων χρηματοδοτικών αναγκών της χώρας με ένα ισχυρό και εμπροστοβαρές αναπτυξιακό πρόγραμμα, διότι αν δεν βάλουμε πάνω στο τραπέζι την ατζέντα της ανάπτυξης, δεν πρόκειται ποτέ να βγούμε από την κρίση. Και ο πρώτος μας στόχος πρέπει να είναι η καταπολέμηση της ανεργίας και η ενθάρρυνση της επιχειρηματικότητας.
Okay, so that was Prime Minister Tsipras before the European Parliament today, basically saying that, yes, Greece is ready to make reforms and they're ready to make adjustments, but they also need a promise of a growth program in addition to that, so that it's not just constant austerity measures. Pretty reasonable, no?
Well, I mean, there has always been a large distance between what Mr. Tsipras says and what he does, and that's very unfortunate. Positions with which he got elected was for a larger state, larger taxes, no privatization, and even hiring more civil servants and giving them higher salaries. There was not even a single position in the so-called Thessaloniki program which was pro-growth, for example, cutting the bureaucracy or something of that sort, or cutting business taxes. In fact, The proposals that he is proposing right now would put extra business taxes and make it very, very difficult, very difficult, just a second, very difficult for Greece to, for the Greek economy to grow. What he's asking the Europeans is to finance a public spending program which will create growth. And that's fine. I mean, that's nice to be able to get money from there. But eventually we would need private investment to grow Greece. You can't just rely on the public funds of the Europeans. I mean, Greece cannot be forever begging for money from the Europeans. At some point in time, there has to be a plan in which Greece is going to get out of this situation. It's going to grow on its own, like it was growing some years back.
But why wasn't there a growth program, though, initially?
Initially means...
When they first, in their first bailout agreement, why wasn't there a program for growth? I mean, this has not been going on for a year. This is 5 years now.
Well, yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Well, okay. So for reasons that proved to be incorrect, the original program, the 2010 program, was considered to be a short-run program. A program that would last only a couple of years, and after that, Greece would be out in the financial markets. There would be no problems whatsoever. That turned out to be a big miscalculation. Greece ended up having a recession for a number of years until in 2014 it started growing. Now, in 2014, Greece had the biggest growth in the Eurozone, and Greece was able in April, May 14 to issue bonds at 3.5% and go back to the financial markets and be very successful. But the uncertainty, the political uncertainty, and the prospect of the possibility of the election of Syriza, and eventually the election of Syriza, really derailed completely that plan, the growth plan. And Mr. Tsipras can now come and say, well, you know, I am pro-growth and so on, but his own policies and his own positions are what killed growth in Greece and killed the the possibility that existed under the previous government for reforms to actually happen and growth to exist. Now, I'm not going to push very hard on this today, because today we really need to support Mr. Tsipras so that he makes a deal, because the alternative is to go to the drachma, which will be a total and complete disaster for Greece. But eventually, we need to assess the situation and say, look, I mean, there is a huge difference between what he says now and what he said to get elected.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, is there any way at this point that Tsipras can steer Greece out of this crisis while still holding on to his social democratic ideals?
Well, of course yeah, there is. I mean, the program will need financing. And the bigger the state is, the bigger the taxation will be. So if Greeks believe that they should have more civil servants, then they have to accept higher taxes for the balance. If, on the other hand, they believe that maybe it's better to have lower taxes, maybe then they can have fewer civil servants. I don't think the problem was ever an issue of helping people who are in need, people who are really poor. These programs exist in Greece, and they're cheap. The amount of money that goes to the poor is less than €1 billion a year. The big amounts of money is the amount of money that goes to the amount of money that go to civil servants. And civil servants are the backbone of the Syriza party. These are the people who have the biggest influence on Syriza. And eventually, hopefully, Mr. Tsipras will do what's best for the nation and not what's best for the party.
Right. Well, it's unfortunate because the people that are suffering the most are the people, are the Greek people. And yet, who knows? You know, it's debatable, you know, whether we do hear in the news about how taking responsibility. But I don't there's a question about how much of this they are to blame for themselves, the actual people, as opposed
well,
to certain
you know,
policies.
People, you can't. I mean, that is, you know, I think when something goes wrong and we have a wrong policy decision, the first people to blame are the people who are in charge, the politicians. You can also blame and say, well, you know, the politicians were elected by the people, but the people have a limited understanding of complicated matters. Even on the recent referendum, I wonder how many people understood the question and how many people understood the English part of the question, because part of the question was in Greek and part of it was in English. I wonder if my 85-year-old mother would have understood, you know, what exactly the question was in the English part. I mean, this complicated stuff are not to be asked to ordinary people. I mean, these are complicated questions for economists, for policymakers, and for the government. I mean, the government has to take responsibility and do what's necessary, and don't push the responsibility on the average person who's kind of unable to actually make that decision. That doesn't mean that we don't have elections. That doesn't mean that we don't have an actual parliamentary system that works. But I'm afraid that the referendum question was very poorly posed. And even the actual event of the referendum was precipitated a disaster in Greece, the closing of the banks and unprecedented difficulties, especially for the old people who are in lines trying to get their 120 euros, you know, a small part of their pension.
Yeah. You know, some of our listeners have called in and, you know, are saying about how much money does a person really need per day, and that, you know, €60 may be very generous, but I think it's more a question of why should there be limits in the first place.
Well, I mean, I just came back from Athens 3 weeks ago, and I can assure you that people cannot live on €60. People have to eat. People have to provide a shelter, maybe pay rent. People have to buy their medicines. I mean, it's totally unreasonable to think that we can put an arbitrary limit and people can live fine with that. And in any case, that limit wasn't based on such considerations. It was only based on whether the banks had enough money to give them. And as you know, the banks are going to run out of money on Sunday or Monday. There's no more money. So if there is no deal, the banks will have to close completely and not give any money out, unfortunately.
Okay, and so then how, so in the next coming days, how do you see this turning out for Greece?
Well, most people, most analysts believe that Greece, unfortunately, will go to the drachma, exit the... I'm sorry, it will go to the drachma with very big probability, like probability of 70 or 80%. And then the same analysts believe that the deal is possible, but it has a relatively small probability of 20% or so. I think ultimately it will depend crucially on what Greece proposes tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day in which at which Greece is going to is required to give detailed proposals to the Europeans. So we have to see what are these detailed proposals and how will the Europeans take them. If the Europeans accept them or accept them with relatively small amendments, then there is an excellent chance that on Sunday the prime ministers of all the European, the Eurozone countries are going to approve the deal, and at least the worst thing would not have happened in Greece. Now, there are many additional stages that Greece has to pass through. For example, getting this deal approved by the Greek parliament, then it has to be approved by the parliaments of the other 18 countries of the Eurozone. And then there's going to be the most difficult part, which I think is going to be the implementation of the agreement, because experience has showed in Greece that, you know, such laws, such mnemonia, eventually significant parts of them were not implemented in Greece, although they passed in parliament and although they had laws and all that stuff, but in the end they didn't really implement them fully. So these are a number of different hurdles, but I do hope, even though the probability is small, only 20%, but I do hope that even at the last moment, Greece manages to stay in the euro, because the alternative, which is Greece going to the drachma, leaving the euro, is going to be such a huge disaster for Greece.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see how things play out tomorrow. I don't think there's a question that there needed to be some sort of reform in Greece, but mm-hmm. there is a question of whether there had to be such a heavy-handed program and a result to it. And it's unfortunate that it's the Greek people who are really suffering in this case. Professor, I want to thank you for your time and your analysis.
Let me just say one thing about this, this issue. I mean, Greece, at some point in time, Greeks have to understand that they cannot really spend more money than they have. And if they...
But is that what was happening?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. They are spending much, much more than they have. If they didn't spend more than what they had, there wouldn't be an issue. They wouldn't need to go beg the Europeans.
But what about the corrupt? What about the actions of the actual leaders, though? I'm sorry to push back on this.
The leaders, look, I'm not saying the leaders are saints. I'm sure the leaders are corrupt. I'm sure the leaders robbed the state and so on and so on. There's no doubt about it. But overall, if you look at the whole country, the country consumes much more than it produces. If you look at the pensions, people get pension at 50, at 55. This doesn't happen in other areas. There is a deficit in the pension system because people are getting pensions early, and the pensions are large compared to the wages that they used to have. And I don't mean the small guys. There are always small guys who only have 400 euros pensions and so on, but then there are other ones who have 3,000 or 4,000 pensions. And there is no problem in Greece of receiving four pensions or five pensions simultaneously. I mean, so there are strange things that happen in this place. But look, I mean, eventually people have to understand that it's not the duty of foreign powers or the Europeans to save them. They have to start thinking seriously how to save themselves.
And that's exactly what we all hope. Yeah, that's exactly what we all hope.
A
system
that
works, you know, for itself and, you know, produces just as much as it takes in, and everything works out, and it's a balancing act, and hopefully they can get it together. Okay.
I hope so.
All right, Professor, we are all in the same boat. Have a good night. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.